Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Caroline Foster's Narcissistic Parents. The Complete Guide for Adult Children is a practical self-help guide for adults trying to understand and recover from the effects of being raised by a narcissistic mother, father, or both. The book combines two related manuscripts, Narcissistic Mothers and Narcissistic Fathers, and positions itself as a healing-oriented resource rather than a clinical textbook. Its central concern is the long-term psychological impact of parental manipulation, emotional domination, invalidation, and control, especially when these experiences contribute to symptoms commonly associated with complex trauma. Foster writes for readers who may already suspect that family loyalty, guilt, or confusion has kept them tied to harmful parental dynamics. The book emphasizes recognition, validation, and action naming the behavior, distinguishing narcissistic parenting from ordinary immaturity, understanding how maternal and paternal patterns can differ, and beginning the work of rebuilding boundaries, self-trust, and emotional independence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, validating the adult child rather than centering the narcissistic parent. A defining feature of the book is its decision to focus less on explaining the narcissistic parent as a psychological puzzle and more on validating the experience of the adult child. Many books on narcissism spend substantial space describing diagnostic traits, personality structures, or interpersonal tactics. Foster uses enough of that material to orient the reader, but the main emphasis is on what those behaviors do to a child who has grown up under them. This matters because adult children of narcissistic parents often doubt their own perceptions. They may minimize emotional abuse, reinterpret cruelty as discipline, or feel responsible for preserving family harmony. The book treats recognition as the first stage of recovery. The reader must be able to identify manipulation, emotional neglect, blame shifting, and chronic invalidation before any practical change becomes possible. This victim-centered approach gives the book its accessibility. It does not require the reader to master clinical terminology before feeling understood. Instead, it frames the adult child as someone whose confusion is itself a predictable result of long exposure to controlling family dynamics. Secondly, separating narcissistic parenting from ordinary emotional immaturity. The book makes an important distinction between a parent who is emotionally immature and a parent whose narcissistic patterns create a persistent structure of domination. This distinction is useful because many adult children hesitate to name narcissistic abuse when some parental behavior can be explained by stress, generational habits, or limited emotional skills. Foster presents narcissistic parenting as more than inconsistency or poor communication. It involves a repeated pattern in which the parent protects their own image, needs, or emotional control at the expense of the child. The adult child may be treated as an extension of the parent, a source of admiration, a caretaker, or a target for blame. By separating these patterns from ordinary imperfection, the book helps readers avoid two opposite errors, excusing serious harm as normal family difficulty, or applying a severe label too casually. The practical value of this distinction is that it guides response. A merely immature parent may respond to conversation and growth, while a deeply narcissistic parent may require firm boundaries, reduced disclosure, or emotional distance. Thirdly, different dynamics in narcissistic mothers and narcissistic fathers. Because the volume includes separate material on narcissistic mothers and narcissistic fathers, it addresses a common concern among survivors. The damage can look different depending on the parent and the family role they occupy. The book does not need to claim that all mothers or all fathers behave in one way to make this structure useful. Rather, it gives readers a way to examine patterns shaped by expectations around care, authority, gender roles, discipline, and emotional availability. A narcissistic mother may be experienced through engulfment, competition, guilt, image management, or emotional dependence on the child. A narcissistic father may be experienced through dominance, withdrawal, intimidation, conditional approval, or pressure to perform. These are broad patterns rather than rigid categories, but separating them helps readers notice the specific emotional contracts that shape their childhood. It also helps adult children see why two siblings can describe the same family differently, or why one parent may appear charming outside the home while remaining damaging inside it. The dual manuscript structure is one of the book's clearest practical differentiators. Fourthly, leaving the orbit of manipulation through boundaries and resistance awareness. Foster frames escape from a narcissistic parent as difficult partly because the parent has shaped the adult child's emotional reflexes since childhood. The phrase, getting out of the orbit, captures the book's core mechanism. Narcissistic parenting creates a gravitational pull made of guilt, fear, obligation, hope, and learned self-doubt. The adult child may understand intellectually that the relationship is harmful yet still feel compelled to explain, appease, defend, or return. The book, therefore, treats boundary setting not as a simple communication technique, but as a disruption of an old control system. It encourages the reader to anticipate resistance, whether through guilt-inducing messages, denial, anger, victimhood, or attempts to reassert control. This is practical because many survivors interpret parental backlash as evidence that they are doing something wrong. Foster instead presents resistance as predictable when a controlling dynamic is challenged. The implied lesson is that boundaries must be evaluated by whether they protect the adult child's mental health, not by whether the parent approves of them. Lastly, recovery from CPTSD as a starting process rather than a book-based cure. The book connects narcissistic parenting with symptoms associated with complex post-traumatic stress, including long-term emotional dysregulation, shame, hypervigilance, relational fear, and a damaged sense of self. Its recovery approach is practical and introductory, rather than a substitute for professional treatment. That positioning is important. Foster acknowledges, according to the book descriptions, that healing is not as simple as reading a book. The value of the guide is therefore not that it promises complete recovery, but that it gives readers a structured beginning to understand what happened, stop minimizing it, identify ongoing manipulation, and take concrete steps toward emotional autonomy. For readers who are early in the healing process, this can reduce isolation and provide language for experiences that previously felt private or confusing. The limitation is also clear. Readers seeking a deep clinical model, trauma therapy protocol, or detailed research synthesis may need additional resources. The book functions best as a validating bridge between personal recognition and longer-term recovery work. In conclusion, this book is best suited to adult sons and daughters who suspect that a parent has exerted chronic emotional control, manipulation, or invalidation, and who need a clear starting point for understanding the impact. It will be especially useful for readers who feel trapped between loyalty to family and the need for psychological distance. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers name patterns, separate narcissistic parenting from ordinary family difficulty, recognize resistance when boundaries are introduced, and connect their symptoms to a broader framework of complex trauma. Intellectually, the book offers a concise map of how parental narcissism can shape identity, self-trust, and adult relationships without requiring the reader to navigate dense academic material, compared with many books in the narcissistic abuse category. Its standout feature is its combined focus on narcissistic mothers and narcissistic fathers within one guide, along with a consistently survivor-centered tone. It is not the most clinical or theoretically expansive resource, and it should not be treated as a replacement for therapy when trauma symptoms are severe. Its strength is realistic accessibility. It offers validation, categorization, and practical orientation for readers who are beginning to step out of a family system that has long defined their sense of reality. If you would like to support Caroline Foster, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.